This is episode 2319 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. Out of all the things you could be doing right now, right here at this moment, you are focusing on an experience to go a little more inward, to feel a little stillness within yourself. And this is day 7 of a series we've been following along all week. You have been guided through a classic book called Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sen, the 15th Grand Tea Master in Japan. Now, he's actually 98 years old and has passed on the position of tea master to his oldest son. His words are alive and well in his book, and I'm excited to share with you an experience to round out this series, showing how you can apply this concept that goes right along with the week's theme to experience the 80-20 ritual. This is where you do your best, you put your whole heart into what you're doing, but you allow that life happens. It might not go 100%, and that is fine because other people and the world around you contributes to your life experiences, whether they're welcome or not. Try your best to be open and receptive to whatever comes your way. So I'll share with you an example of that from the book Tea Life, Tea Mind, and this is from page 40. The essential requirement of any tea gathering is that there be host and guest. Their relationship is of singular importance. For this reason, one must give great attention to making it harmonious. The ideographs that make up the Japanese word for human being suggest that one becomes truly human through interaction with another. Whether as host or as guest at a tea gathering, one must remember that there is neither audience nor performer, but a true interaction of human beings. Through sympathetic coordination, host and guest become one. It is often said that the ideal to strive for at a tea gathering is represented by the Zen expression, Mu Hin Shu. Mu refers to nothingness, Hin to the guest or to the one who is trained in the principles of Zen, and Shu to the host. Of course, it does not refer to any literal non-existence of host and guest, but to the absence of differentiation between them. When host and guest are in harmony at a tea gathering, they merge into a single entity that transcends their respective roles. I hope you enjoyed that passage that I just read, and I encourage you to reflect on how it applies to your life. Do you feel as though there's a barrier between yourself and others and the world? Or do you feel like you're at one? Even those times are uncertain these days. How can you still be at one with what's going on while still maintaining your peace? The tea ceremony evolved out of a time of great chaos in Japan. There was massive uncertainty. The country was at civil war. There were all these different warlords fighting each other. And civility, human decency, was slipping away. The tea ceremony was created as a way to elegantly focus on moral values, these qualities that respect humanity. And one way was through equality. Warlord and peasant would sit next to each other unified as one during the tea ceremony. It was an extraordinary experience. So as you settle yourself down and you close your eyes and you straighten your spine, I invite you to reflect back over the week and think about the times this week when you allowed life to happen without judgment. Thinking about those times that were difficult this week, when you may have struggled to feel compassion, when you felt yourself become angered and irritated, when you felt that a situation was unfair. Reflect on these times when you felt isolated or alienated from your surroundings or from the world, what's happening in the world. Now I invite you to reflect on those times this week when you felt harmonious with others. You felt a true connection even with a stranger. When you saw something, even someone's smile or some small gesture that restored your faith in humanity. When you reflect on these times during a pandemic, with all that's going on in the world, reflect on how you are a part of what's happening. You're not separate. What can you do to make your part peaceful, to bring happiness and joy? I invite you to reflect on what Mother Teresa of Calcutta said. We can do no great things, only small things with great love. What can you do as your part of defining and creating a new way of being? I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. Please share it with those who mean the most to you. You are so worth slowing down for.